Welcome to the End Zone here on the Fandom Podcast Network. No, we haven't abandoned you. We knew that there was no episode last week. I take responsibility for that. Personal life happened. Things happened. We couldn't get to it. I apologize to our listeners. So it was on me. Jen, you can send your hate mail my way.
Well, she wanted to hear how she kicked your butt, you know. And do you remember when Jen said when she was on, yeah, after she kicked my butt, that she had her target set on you, in fantasy, and she accomplished that. She's beat both you and I.
she honestly might have the best team in that league.
Yeah, it's I'm lucky. I'm still pacing above her right now, but yeah, she's got a good thing there. So yeah, but it's all right, man. We're doing it this week. We're good. We're on. Excited because within like the next hour, Raiders are going on Thursday Night Football at home against the Chargers.
The official last primetime game of the Oakland Raiders.
Unless they get flexed. Yes. And I have some news about that as well. So I don't know if you want to talk about that or not. So
yeah, let's just throw it out there. Let's talk about it real quick.
Okay, so I have a ticket to see the final Raider home game in Oakland, December 15th, against the Jaguars. And so I was trying to figure out where to get my ticket. And it turned out my good friend James Godley, he lives in North Carolina. I met him in Atlanta several years ago, around 2013 or 14, when the Raiders were playing Atlanta. And I went to that game, of course, and we had a big brouhaha. Oakland Raiders came there, and we had a big Atlanta Raider booster club thing going on there. And we've been to several games together. We went to London together. James is a great guy. He goes under the moniker Destruction, and he's got this cool skull head and pads and spike pads, and he looks awesome. He had two tickets in section 136 there in the Oakland Coliseum. He ended up getting some other tickets instead, which I think were near the end zone, probably in the black hole. I think that's where he got. So he was looking to sell his. And I said, well, let me get one of those. So I agreed to buy one, but I said, I don't know, you know, let me see if I can try to find someone to buy the other ticket. Instead, what he decided to do, our fellow friend, Nikki, she goes by the name Nikki Snow Raider Pierre. She's on Facebook, and she's a season ticket holder, longtime Raider fan. She lives in San Diego, and she goes to all the games, and she does a lot of traveling as well, more than me. So huge Raider fan. And James decided to donate this ticket to her because she helps run a charity, or she at least does a lot of work with a charity called Kids Get Cancer Too, basically helping kids with cancer and reminding people that not just old people and, you know, middle-aged people get cancer, that kids often are struck with cancer. And so she has been donating, and several people within Raider Nation have been donating a lot of Raider stuff. And they do these auctions on the Facebook group saying, you know, please bid in $10 increments and the money will go to this cancer foundation for kids. And so he decided to donate the ticket to her, and we put a little spin on it saying, hey, great seat here. You'll be sitting next to Kevin, the Raider nerd. Please bid on the bidding, I think, goes through the 17th, I think it is. So make sure you bid in $10 increments, and you get to sit next to Kevin, the Raider nerd. And so they started the bidding, started at $100. Now it's at $300 right now, which is great. And it's going to go to a great cause. And I'm going to get to see the last Oakland Raider home game December 15th as well. So I'm
very
excited
cool
about that.
That's all.
If you guys
cool
want to donate to the cause, look for a Facebook group called Kids Get Cancer Too. I have shared it on the Fandom Podcast Network page, on my personal page. If you need a link to it and you want to sit next to me and you want to pay for a ticket that's going to go to great cause, there you go.
Very, very cool, man. I can't beat anything better than cancer research. So,
yeah.
So first of all, before we get started with this week's End Zone, let's take care of a little business first, and that is where you can find not only the End Zone, but all the great shows of the Fandom Podcast Network. And it starts, of course, at our homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. Of course, on a mobile device, you can download the Podbean app and search for the Fandom Podcast Network, or you can also find it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Of course, visit our Facebook page, Fandom Podcast Network. You can email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Fandom Podcast Network or on Twitter at FanPod Network. Of course, you can follow me, Kyle, on Twitter at AKyleW or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Kevin, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on social media, of course, on Facebook under Kevin Reitzel, but find me easier on Twitter and Instagram at Spartan_Phoenix.
Of course, too, if you want to support the Fandom Podcast Network, you can also go to our TeePublic store. Go to teepublic.com, search for the Fandom Podcast Network, or type in the name of any of the great shows of the Fandom Podcast Network, and there you'll find gear with all of our logos, whether it's a t-shirt, a hoodie, a mug, tapestries, pillows. We got it all there at our TeePublic store. Again, teepublic.com, search for Fandom Podcast Network, or whatever great show of the Fandom Podcast Network you're looking for. And finally, we love to hear what you think of us, and we love those reviews, especially on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. We love those 5 stars, obviously, but you know what? We love the feedback in general, so we can give you better podcasts to feed your ears. So, Kevin, before we look ahead to week 10, with week 10 already, wow, let's take a quick rundown of what happened in week 9. So, starting on the Thursday night game last week, Cardinals gave the 49ers everything they could handle. 49ers won 28-25, probably their biggest scare of the season. Garoppolo had 4 TD passes in that game.
Plus, Cardinals' new running back had some fun.
Yeah, Kenyon Drake making a pretty nice debut after he was probably just smelling the smell of freedom after being in the Dolphin Redemption.
It reminds me when Aaron Jones of the Packers was not utilized well. Finally, they set him free.
Yeah.
And he's doing well. And the only way that Kenyon Drake could do well is to go to another team.
Yeah, exactly. It was like Tim Robbins escaping Shawshank.
Exactly. well said.
Over in London, the Texans continued rolling the Jacksonville Jaguars 26-3. And we're going to talk about this in the news later, but this might mark the end of an era for now at any rate.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills continue to kind of fly under the radar a little bit, beating the Redskins 24-9. Buffalo's defense, 0 offensive TDs allowed for the first time this season in that game. The Redskins are a mess. The Bills are probably going to make the playoffs and be that team that maybe could pull a first-round upset because they play really good defense.
I hope so. I am rooting for the Bills unless they take a spot away from the Raiders.
The Panthers beat the Titans 30-20. Kyle Allen continues to roll, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the news.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, Kansas City, the Matt Moore era continues as Kansas City improves to 6-3, beating the Vikings in Arrowhead 26-3 in a really good football game, Kevin.
Close game there, buddy. Yeah. Were you on the edge of your seat there?
Yeah, and plus I didn't know until after the fact because I hadn't talked to him. I had 3 of my cousins at that football game out on the 50-yard line.
Wow.
They went up. My cousin Alyssa, her mom Debbie, and my other cousin Debbie all went up to Kansas City and did the 50-yard line thing as a birthday present for Alyssa, and it was all good. She had her Travis Kelce jersey on.
Matt Moore keeping it close.
Yeah. Tyreek, real quick in this game too, we saw how fast Tyreek Hill was. Damian Williams had a 91-yard touchdown run.
And Tyreek caught up to him as he was chugging full speed.
And passed him. They said Tyreek Hill was running almost 23 miles per hour by
in
that
celebration.
Point. Yeah, that's hilarious. The Miami Dolphins are off the schneid. They've ruined their first-round draft pick options, but they won 26-18 over the New York Jets.
Yay.
Fitzmagic strikes.
The Dolphins and Jets have the same record now, 1-7.
And the Jets will have a higher draft pick if that stays that way. But the Eagles beat the Bears 22-14. I think we can officially say it's time for the Bears to go home and it's time to send Mitchell Trubisky packing.
I'm going to comment on that in the news segment.
Yep. Steelers pull out a win against the Colts in this game. Jacoby Brissett gets injured. But yeah, this was a big game for Jalen Samuels filling in for James Conner in this game as well.
Who looks like he may be out again this week, James Conner.
Yep. Yeah. Your Raiders in a wild game with the Detroit Lions. Josh Jacobs should be rookie of the year, hands down at this point. I got to mention something that I saw on Facebook though, Kevin. Can we talk about Daryl Worley for just a second?
Sure.
Mr. Get him out of there. And then he, like, the neck within like 5 minutes of that, he makes one of the best interceptions of the season.
Yeah, I made a comment after he got torched twice for touchdowns or from really long plays when, you know, there was like a third and long or whatever. And Daryl Worley, our secondary corner there, was getting torched. And I put a Facebook post up saying, please bench that guy now. And then what does he do? He catches an interception in the end zone.
Isn't that the apparently you need to torch Raider defensive backs all night tonight, Kevin.
Yes, I do. And I just want to mention in that game as well, all of the touchdowns were done by rookies.
Yes. Mike Mayock should be proud, but, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime. Russell Wilson threw a career-high 5 TD passes. This was a crazy game. You know what's kind of sad with the Buccaneers is that if Jameis Winston just didn't turn the ball over, they probably have a winning record.
I know.
It's incredibly frustrating. Brandon Allen making his NFL debut for the Denver Broncos leads them to victory over the Browns 24-19.
That's not bad. 193 passing yards, two TDs, most important, no interceptions, and the Browns continue to crumble.
I think there'll be a new head coach in Cleveland next year. That's just my feeling. Here was the shock of the day, though. The Los Angeles Chargers destroying the Green Bay Packers 26-11. That game wasn't even that close. The Packers were dominated in this game by the Chargers, Kevin.
Yeah, they were.
And it's celebration time here at the end zone, Kevin, because Sunday night, I don't care what Pete says. I don't care what Kat says. It's happy days around here as the Patriots fell from the ranks of the unbeaten thanks to Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right. That's right. This was their biggest
test
opponent to play against, biggest test, and they lost.
Yeah, and they've got some tough games coming up, and we'll talk about that shortly, too. And then on Monday night, think with a little help from a black kid.
Hold on, real quick. Did you read that stat underneath that? Ravens 11-0 at home in primetime games since 2011.
I know, that's just kind of scary. But Monday night, with a little help of a black cat on the field, the Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants. Did you see this, Kevin?
I did not. Tell me what happened. I saw memes on it, though, and then, you know, I'm like, okay, something's going on there. What happened to that?
Apparently, this cat came on the field in the middle of play, kind of first behind the play, and then just kind of kept creeping up behind the play to where the point where the players just stopped and put their hands on their hips while they waited for field crew to get the cat off the field. It was quite funny.
Yeah, it was. I think didn't the Cowboys draft that cat, I think?
Probably. If not, the Dolphins probably did. They could use some players.
Exactly.
Teams on bye this week were the Rams, Saints, Falcons, and Bengals. Really, two of those teams nobody noticed anyway. So
yeah, this is true.
Well, that wraps up the Week 9 look back. But let's talk a little NFL news because we got all kinds of interesting ones. I got to lead off with this one first, Kevin, because it makes me sad. Minshew mania is over. He has been benched. Nick Foles is back. He didn't play well in London against the Texans.
Minshew mania is over.
Yeah. This is the right move for the Jaguars, though. Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Gardner Minshew. They just paid him a ton of money. This is the right move for Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a capable backup, which is nice. Yeah, I mean, he started to fall by the wayside a little bit, making some mistakes too, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, Cam Newton done for the year, placed on IR. It is Kyle Allen's team here on out. My question is, Kevin, have we seen Cam Newton in a Panthers uniform for the last time?
Interesting thing that you brought up there, because I want to bring up something that I saw on social media. First of all, I'd like to say right now, the Bears are 3-5, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That defense is 3-5. All right. That defense that is paying a lot of money to one guy is 3-5. Okay.
Well, yeah, but
so I get bragging rights here. You don't. Okay.
I was just going to say had 1 yard in the first half.
Okay. That trade is looking pretty darn good right now. Just saying. But if things continue the way things seem to be going for both teams. When I say both teams, I mean the Bears and the Raiders. The Bears draft pick is going to be pretty tasty. You catch my drift. Possibly top 10 draft pick if the Bears continue to suck it up. But we'll see what happens. But back to the Bears. There is a personality on ESPN that I cannot stand. A lot of people can't stand. And his first name is Steven. His middle initial is A, and his last name is Smith. Not a fan of this guy. But he said something that I thought was very interesting, and I wanted to get your opinion on this, Kyle. He said, should the Bears trade for Cam Newton? When I first thought about this, I'm like, interesting, but what are they going to trade? What picks are they going to trade? What picks do they have left? So anyway, if they do pull something off, do you think they should do that?
I think Chicago would actually be a very good fit for Cam Newton. I think Matt Nagy could work with him. I think he's better than Trubisky by a good country mile. I think Cam could probably stand a relocation himself. I think it would be one of those things that there's been a lot of rumors also of him maybe ending up in Tennessee or Tampa, where probably you're going to see a quarterback change from what they're currently running, either Jameis Winston or one of the double-headed Tannehill Mariota monster that they've got in Tennessee.
Yeah, so he's out for the rest of the year, right?
He's on IR. He is under contract for next year. He's scheduled to be paid $20 million, which really, for a quarterback these days, isn't that bad of a price.
That's true. It's true. So someone's going to have to obviously pay that money, but I'm just curious what draft picks the Bears can afford to give up.
But really, how much are you going to get for Cam Newton, considering he's coming off of an injury, hasn't played well the last couple of years? A third-round pick might do it, Kevin, because the Panthers could say, we just want to get out from under this contract.
It's true. It's a good point. So that's why I asked you.
That'll be interesting. We got a bunch of people coming back from injuries, too, Kevin. Alvin Kamara, who's been back out for the last couple weeks, is back this week. We've got Darius Geis of the Redskins coming off of IR, and we'll be back this week. David Johnson is also coming back for the Arizona Cardinals. Kenyon Drake's numbers are probably going to go down a little bit. I'm just making a guess.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'd still play him because, I don't know, David Johnson, until I see him become productive, go with Drake. Drake's hungry.
But, Kevin, the most important thing is we are about to see the second coming, because it looks like, as everything is pointing, Mahomes, rolling with Mahomes, is about to begin again. Patrick Mahomes looks to be back for the Tennessee Titans game this week for the Kansas City Chiefs. I can feel your enthusiasm, Kevin. You should be our savior, future Hall of Famer, Patrick Mahomes. And I must give copyright to Trey Wingo of ESPN for that. If you listen to him on ESPN Radio, that is his moniker for Patrick Mahomes.
What did he say?
Future Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes.
Possibly, we'll see.
Yeah.
Got to win some playoff games and some championship games, but yeah.
It's gonna come. The But this is obviously huge for the league. The fact that just Patrick Mahomes is coming back. It makes things here. Kansas City's schedule is as follows: Tennessee this week, the Chargers on Monday night in Mexico City, bye week, and hello, New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on those two other games, though.
I'm not messing with Tennessee. Tennessee has a good defense. They're feisty. The Chargers are the Chargers.
They're at Tennessee?
Yes, I believe they are at Tennessee. The Chargers are the Chargers, and it's in Mexico City.
Gotcha.
And the thing is, too, Kansas City is getting healthy. Chris Jones was back this past week, made a huge difference in that our defense for that game. We were actually getting some pressure on the quarterback. We were making some stops on the run.
We're talking a lot about the Chiefs. What's going on with that?
Well, we've been doing a lot of Raiders talk, too, you know. I think, what did we open the show talking about?
Yeah, we didn't talk about the Raider game.
Well, you know. They played the Lions. Does anybody notice?
Yeah, everyone was favoring the Lions to win that game, mister. The Lions are good. They fought and played hard. You know, they're better than their record is.
Oh, wait, you said that yourself,
buddy.
Yeah, wait, we're talking about the league MVP. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. I like how you forget stuff you said, you know.
I did. You know. Yeah. Well, You know, yeah. It is what it is. But
Matthew Stafford, that was a good game, man.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
I don't need to go into details.
Yeah, but, yeah, it was a fun game to watch. But let's talk about what's coming up, Kevin. Let's start with tonight, because you talked about it earlier. The Oakland Raiders are hosting the LA Chargers, which, you know, like you said, the Chargers should be used to being on the road anyway.
Yeah, they don't have a home field.
Yeah. Real quick, it was so bad, there was actually rumors that the NFL was talking about moving the Chargers to London.
Yeah, and then was it Spano came out and was pissed about that? And he's like, no, that's not going to happen. And yeah, I could see, though, with the Chargers failing at this new stadium, not bringing in the fan, if that continues, I can see them moving eventually.
Yeah, I think so too.
There's going to be pressure from the NFL. Just give that stadium to the, just leave it for the Rams and get them back to San Diego or something. I don't know. Because I know people would, I know they had, it seems like they had more of a fan base in San Diego. So,
Kevin, I'm just going to throw it out there and you're going to hate me for life, but the Oakland Chargers are coming.
Yeah, nice try on that one. That's not happening.
I know.
Not happening.
You know, maybe the Oklahoma City Chargers.
Okay, we spent too much time talking about where the Chargers are going to go. Come on. Anyway, let's talk about this game here. Yeah. This game's getting ready to start here. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we got Kansas City at Tennessee.
No. I want to talk about this game real quick.
Well, then talk about this game.
Okay. So I'll be honest here. This game actually worries me. The Chargers tend to suck it up in the beginning of the season, then kind of get on a little run, then they start to suck it at the end of the season. And this is kind of where I'm worried. This is the Chargers also have played the Raiders tough all the time. Also, Phillip Rivers has the most amount of touchdown throws against the Raiders than any other team. I am worried about this, but the Raiders are home. They're hungry. Defense, not counting the corners, is playing well. I'm really excited. I think that this is the game that if the loser loses this game, it's an uphill climb big time to even think about a playoff game. I'm realistic though. I wasn't expecting the Raiders to make the playoffs this year, but if there isn't a chance, they need to win this game. They got to win these divisional games, and if they do win, they will be 5-4. Right now, they're 4-4. It's going to be a tough match because Phillip Rivers, in between the amount of kids that he has, he works on destroying the Raiders.
Yep, exactly. Well, let's rest on a schedule so we can get you out of here to go watch your beloved Raiders. We got Kansas City at Tennessee. We got Buffalo at Cleveland. We got Arizona at Tampa Bay. We got the Giants at the Jets. That's really sad that the New York teams are that bad together.
I know, right?
Atlanta at Baltimore. Atlanta at New Orleans. Baltimore at... What?
Real quick, the Giants and the Jets. Yeah. So it's at the Jets, but... So does that mean the Giants... Do they have to go to the other, like, visiting thing? Or how does that work?
The Giants can still use their own locker room and facilities and... There, so that's how that works. So
the Jets always have their locker room on one side, and then the Giants have theirs on the other side. So then, with the Giants aren't there, that becomes the visiting locker room for the Jets, and vice versa. Is that the way that works?
Yeah, something. I have no idea.
No idea. You're making stuff up. Yeah, someone tell us. I want to know.
We got Atlanta at New Orleans, Baltimore at Cincinnati, Carolina at Green Bay, Detroit at Chicago, Miami at Indianapolis, Rams at Pittsburgh, Minnesota at Dallas, and probably the game of the week is the Monday Night Football game, which we haven't seen this happen in a while, where the Monday Night Football game is the game of the week. Seattle at San Francisco.
Undefeated San Francisco. The only undefeated team left.
Yeah. That's probably the marquee matchup of the week. I also like Minnesota at Dallas, and I think actually the Rams at Pittsburgh got some intrigue to it.
Rams in Pittsburgh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's anything that Dallas and Minnesota. Seems like Dallas has had like several primetime games. It's really weird.
Gee, I wonder why that happens.
Yeah, Field Yates on ESPN said something that I agree. I don't like seeing the same. I don't like seeing the same team have a primetime game back to back. I want to see it kind of switch up a little bit. Unless it's the Raiders.
Yeah, exactly.
But buys this week, we've got Denver, Houston, Jacksonville, New England, Philadelphia, and Washington. That's a lot of buys, especially for you fantasy players.
Yeah, this is fantasy football hell week, right?
Yes, it is.
Especially this season, which, you know what? That's a good segue. We're going to take a quick break, tell you what else is going on around here at the Fandom Podcast Network, and Kevin and I will be back to bring you some top-notch, sage, mediocre fantasy football advice. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to recommend these other great podcasts on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast with the latest news, reviews, and other fun topics in pop culture. For you Highlander fans, we've got Blood of Kings, a Highlander podcast where we cover all things Highlander. Couch Potato Theater is for you movie buffs, our podcast celebrating the cult classics and fan favorite movies we don't get off the couch for. Time Warp, a look back on our classic and nostalgic fandoms that we still celebrate today. We also have End Zone for you NFL fans, our podcast talking about all things current in the NFL and giving our best mediocre fantasy football advice. Good Evening, an Alfred Hitchcock podcast with hosts Tom, Brandon, and Chris discussing the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. And for you Star Trek Discovery and Orville fans, we have Discoville, talking about everything Discovery and the Orville. And for you hard rock music fans, we have the Hair Metal Podcast. The Hair Metal Podcast rediscovers the nostalgia of the 1980s hair metal bands. And we also have Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast, where we discuss all things Doctor Who, both past and present. And our newest podcast, Lethal Mullet, our podcast celebrating action movies from the 1980s with your host, Adam P. O'Brien. You can find these great shows on the Fandom Podcast Network master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The Fandom Podcast Network is on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play, and now on Spotify. On Facebook, you can find us at Fandom Podcast Network, on Instagram, Fandom Podcast Network, and also on Twitter at FanPod Network. You can also email us directly at FandomPodcastNetwork@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the Fandom Podcast Network. And remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.
Well, we hope you're enjoying everything that's going on here at the Fandom Podcast Network as we continue to strive to bring you podcasts to feed your ears. Definitely check out What a Piece of Junk. Mandalorian's almost here, Kevin.
That's right. I'm excited, man. Got to figure out that Disney Plus thing now.
Yeah. Well, you can't even download the app yet, but we'll talk about that on another show. But it is time for top-notch mediocre fantasy football advice. But before we get into that advice, Kevin, we got to dive into who is our Jimmy GQ Man Crush Award winner of the week. And Kevin, you're about to be blown away because I'm actually naming a Raider.
Really?
Josh Jacobs is my Jimmy GQ Man Crush Award winner of the week. He was phenomenal in that Detroit game.
All right, you took my pick, just so you know. Oh. But that's okay. That's okay. He was my pick as well. Most yards by a rookie Raider. It was nice to see Marcus Allen give him some props for that. Yeah, man, he is so much fun to watch, the way that he is twisting and turning. He gave some great props to the offensive line. Richie Incognito said it's great to see these rookies making a name for themselves and leading this team. And what's interesting too, several of the rookies had gotten together saying that, and I think it was Josh Jacobs saying that that we need to change the culture of this team and let's make a pack and do it together. And it's nice that they got recognition from the veterans. And I love that.
Very cool. I'm going to just say it, kicked off of Fantasy Island. He's out for the year. He's been a bust the last 2 years in fantasy football. That is Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't we kick him off already?
Nope, not yet. No, this season. Not for this season. We did last season, but we haven't done it for this season yet. So it might be the inaugural Cam Newton kicked off Fantasy Island award.
I just want to give another little man crush vote out there, too, is Tyrell Williams. Do you know why? He's got a lot of touchdowns, and it's nice to see him back, although he did drop a couple passes. But every time I plug him in and he plays, he does good. Chris Carson, Seattle running back too, been good for me.
Yeah, no, he's been very good. It's interesting to see what's going to be happening. But let's talk a little waiver wire too, Kevin, because a couple.
Is there a couple on here?
There is one to watch, actually, but it isn't official yet. He hasn't signed with the team, but the Detroit Lions have been working out Jay Ajayi because they are getting so thin at running back.
Yeah. Man, remember when he was good for like one season? Was it Miami?
Mm-hmm. We talked about it last week. If a lot of people picked him up already had him, was Jalen Samuels. Jack Doyle of the Indianapolis Colts has been playing pretty well at tight end for them in the last few weeks.
Anytime you can have a tight end on the waiver wire. Speaking of the Raiders, the Raiders' other tight end. Drawing a big blank right now.
The rookie?
Did quite well, by the way.
Yeah. Also, too, Kalen Ballage, running back for the Dolphins. Looks like he's going to get a few more carries this week. Might be something to watch there. And a quarterback, new quarterback on the scene. We got Brandon Allen. The Broncos are on bye this week, but he looks to probably have the starting job, at least for the rest of the season, and he actually moved their offense more than it's been. Also, Zach Pascal of the Indianapolis Colts. T.Y. Hilton is still out, and this guy had a pretty big game for them, and the Colts are playing the Dolphins this week.
It's true. By the way, Foster Moreau is the other tight end for the Raiders, I recommend. In the last five games, he has 3 touchdowns.
Another Raider rookie, possibly, if you're struggling at wide receivers, Hunter Renfro.
Yes, yeah, he did a beautiful catch in that last week's game with a little toe tap love there. He's stepping up. He's being the guy that we need him to be. So
yeah. So with that, Kevin, do you have any other fantasy football advice you need to throw out, or we need to talk real quick about our leagues? Obviously.
Yeah, let's talk about the let's talk about our trophy league here. Okay, on ESPN that we have here, things are very interesting. So, Kyle, you're in the East Division here with my buddy Jason and our German buddy Andreas, and my buddy Chappie and my friend John. So you're 7-2 right now. You don't really have anyone knocking on your door right now. You have Team Elliot 3-6, and Andreas Kruger's team Wuppertal Frogs at 3-6. However, I got someone breathing down my neck in the West here. I'm ahead at 8-1, but Jennifer walks Charlie's Nuts the second, 7-2, and she's beaten me. Followed by my buddy Anthony at 6-3, Bob at 4-5, and my buddy Ryan at 3-6. So now I think I remember I changed the playoff thing here, where the top seeded person in each division gets a bye the first round. Then we play after that. So that's going to be interesting. What do you think about that?
I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, sad thing last week, guys, I had a very crazy week last night. Didn't really get to properly address my fantasy football teams. I won that game without changing out Chase Edmonds, who was out, and Tyler Boyd, who was on bye.
And the previous week, because we did, I just got to mention this, because we didn't do a podcast last week. The previous week, you had interesting quarterback situation where you had Mahomes hurt, but you can only roster 2 quarterbacks in that league. And I think in the other league that we're in too. And so you went without a quarterback because your other quarterback was on a bye.
And my other quarterback was Lamar Jackson.
Yes, he was on a bye. So you went into that without a quarterback and you won by 1 point.
Yeah. Thank you, James Conner.
Now back to our other ESPN league that we've been in for a while here. Right now, that's the one that you are not doing too well in. You're in the same division with me in the East. I'm at 7-2 with my buddy Michael Meunier at 5-4, followed by my friend Vincent and you at 4-5. Jennifer Walk is in that league. She's in second. She's tied for first, actually. Wow. In that Western division there. There's 3 teams at 6-3, and so that's going to get interesting on that one as well. I did pretty well that previous week. I won all my fantasy games out of my 6 teams. This last week, I think I lost one of them. I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
We will see what happens.
Yeah. Fantasy football. We're entering the stretch run before the playoffs. So
yes, definitely.
But well, I know you got a football game that you're dying to get.
Are you
on the television?
What are you doing?
I will probably check it out. I mean, it's an AFC West matchup. I got to keep an eye on what the competition is doing.
This is true. Now, what's interesting, I don't know until we see it, but I think the Raiders are doing something interesting with the color rush thing that teams on Thursday nights that are hosting.
Are they going all silver?
They're going white with silver, which I thought was weird. I was hoping they would have gone like all black. You know, instead of the silver pants, I was kind of hoping they would go all black with like the silver trim. I thought that would have looked better. Mm-hmm. But apparently they're doing the white thing, and they've only done this like once or twice before. Raiders don't switch stuff up like a lot of, like, they don't have the throwback thing they do. Like the San Diego wears those powder blues.
Which I'm hoping that's where we're going to see them from San Diego tonight, is a full-on powder blue.
I'm curious if they're allowed to, because it's not their home game. So I'm curious.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But you know what? Kevin's got a big game. Last Raiders game on prime time, in Oakland Raiders game on prime time. So we're going to let him get out of here. Hopefully, you know, it's an entertaining game. Josh Jacobs does well. I have him in fantasy football.
As do I.
So with that, we hope you find the right play that will lead you once again into the end zone.